You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2MTL, episode number 310, reviewing The Name of the Doctor. Finally. Stephen Moffat's done something that I've actually desired for a long time in Doctor Who. Reveal a future Doctor before his introduction. Except he didn't do it with the Doctor, he did it with his companion, Clara. So strike the word Doctor, replace it with Clara, and also meditate on the fact that this was done rather more successfully than was done with Mel. Now, this was not exactly a surprise to those of us who paid attention to all of the BBC publicity for The Name of the Doctor. Jenna Louise Coleman told one outlet that Clara had met more than one Doctor. John Hurt let slip some hints about his role in the 50th anniversary special as well. As ever, the less you know coming into an episode, especially a series finale, the more fulfilling the episode actually is. That means staying off of social media and discarding the entertainment section of the paper, so to get the most out of The Name of the Doctor, you had to be a better fan than me. Now, there's plenty to say about this episode, and plenty has been. For most fans, this was like catnip to my 14-year-old Tonkinese. When Sebastian gets a faceful, he forgets the annoying new kittens in the house and the fact that he's not a kitten himself anymore. And similarly, there was a lot of catnip for fans to roll around and drool in. Past Doctor cameos, the Paternoster Gang's return, River's swan song. But I'd like to focus on the two subjects the finale had to deliver on, Clara and the Doctor's greatest secret. In Jenna Louise Coleman's more brief appearances in Asylum and The Snowman, she played an utterly competent superwoman. By comparison, Clara Prime was a more generic companion, situationally competent, or overwhelmed, or frightened, or tough. What The Name of the Doctor reveals is the end of her hero's journey. The solution to her mystery is Stephen Moffat's most successful effort yet. The MacGuffin makes sense, and now, if played correctly, Clara is no longer a generic companion. She joins Rose as a companion that saved the Doctor, and that should make an intriguing and possibly awkward bond with him in Series 8. As for the greatest secret, my good friend Eric, who I hope feels better real soon, is most excited about how the presence of an undiscovered, disowned, anonymous regeneration subverts the whole nature of the show. And I tend to agree. Stephen Moffat has told us in interview after interview in the past that each Doctor is the same man. So is John Hurt the same man? Is the Doctor lying to himself about whatever it is this guy did? Structurally, this episode was a rushed mess. Time travel candles should be just as unforgivable as potions and sonic screwdrivers as magic wands. And the casual resurrection of Jenny makes me suspect that Moffat is trolling the fans again. And once again, the stars are going out and the universe is being rewritten. So this was not my favorite episode or my favorite series finale. But on the two most important points, resolving a series arc and resetting the status quo without invalidating everything that's gone before, Moffat stuck the landing. Sometimes I was annoyed by how we got there, but the destination was damned satisfying. And that's the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast wrapping up Series 7, finally. Wait, no more episodes until November. I'll have to think of something. In the meantime, more episodes are at twominutetimelord.com if you'd like to look back at the rest of the series. And find me on Facebook and Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord. And yes, friends at The Incomparable, I really should have thought that out before I created those accounts. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Wait, that's right. I'm on this weekend's episode of The Incomparable Podcast, hosted by Jason Snell, as we talk about the entire run of the series. Check it out, please.